Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church, and I will be teaching for the remainder of this year while my husband, Pastor McIntosh, is on sabbatical. Pastor is scheduled to return December 2021. We thank you for joining us and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020-pound. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. I'm happy to advise that on September 2nd, 2021, my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God will be released for sale. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. We are more than conquerors in all things through Jesus. Amen. Today I will complete my teaching titled The Book of Romans, Our Guidebook for Christian Living, which I began on March 17, 2021. This teaching has been a verse-by-verse examination of this New Testament book and has provided the listener important details that will give all of us insight on how to live in victory by applying the biblical principles that Apostle Paul shares with us. When I speak of the book of Romans as a guidebook, I'm referring to a manual of information that will give the Christian the ability to live life skillfully in Jesus. It is a guide to a godly lifestyle that may be unknown or unfamiliar to some of you. Therefore, Apostle Paul wrote this book with the intention to lead us to the knowledge of God's New Testament promises, give us understanding on how to operate successfully through applying God's word, his promises to our life, and as a result, live according to God's wisdom as more than conquerors. It is no secret that the more we know and come to understand God's holy word, the easier it will be for each of us to apply the promises of God to our life by faith. It is through developing and becoming strong in faith that we not only please our Heavenly Father, but also come to experience the more than abundant life in Jesus. The kind of life that gives us the victory over all the challenges of life. If you are tired of being a victim of Satan and his demonic assignments, you need to be a part of this weekly study. For this teaching, I have selected two key verses from the book of Romans for our foundational scripture. Please go to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, we will read verses 16 and 17. Verse 16 says, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation from his wrath and punishment to everyone who believes in Christ as Savior, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek Gentile. Verse 17. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, both springing from faith and leading to faith, disclosed in a way that awakens more faith. As it is written, and forever remains written, the just and upright shall live by his faith. If you were not with us from the beginning of this teaching, or you would like to re-listen to any of the previous programs aired, I invite you to go to our website at kccfc.net to hear any of the episodes now archived under our radio page. You may also give us your comments and or questions by way of our website at any time. We welcome them all. For this study, I will conclude by quoting from the Amplified Study Bible, unless otherwise stated. Now let's continue where I left off last week. We finished examining chapter 15, verse 28, when I ran out of time. Please go to the book of Romans, chapter 15, verse 29. And as a reminder, Romans chapter 15, the major topic is self-denial on behalf of others. Let's read verse 29 from the Bible. It says, I know that when I do come to you, I will come in the abundant blessing of Christ. Here's my comment regarding verse 29. Paul knew that when the Holy Spirit gave him the okay to go, that would be the perfect time. This is the kind of certainty each of us should operate in, that through the Holy Spirit's supernatural knowledge, we will clearly understand what is best for us and those we are called to reach. Amen. All right, let's go back to the Bible and read verse 30. Verse 30 says, I urge you, believers, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to join together with me in your prayers to God in my behalf. Here's my comment regarding verse 30. Praying for one another is vital. I know that each time Pastor John and I went out on the mission field, our church home and supporters prayed for us to go and come back safely. And that while we were ministering, the Holy Spirit would use us to speak the word with clarity and accuracy. This kind of spiritual warfare is absolutely necessary for every believer. A covering of continued protection, provisions, and traveling mercies. All right, let's read from the Bible, verse 31. It says, and pray that I may be rescued from the unbelievers in Judah, and that my service for Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints, Jewish believers there. All right, here's my comment regarding verse 31. Notice that Paul describes spiritual warfare on two fronts. He is asking for prayer to keep him safe from those unbelievers that might try to do him harm, and that the believers will have ears to hear the good news. Satan will use anyone and anything to stop the word of God from going forth. So watch and pray. Know where you are going and pray to prepare the way. All right, let's go back to the Bible and read verse 32. Verse 32 says, so that by God's will, I may come to you with joy and find rest in your company. Here's my comment regarding verse 32. It is always a joy to teach God's word to his people when you are doing your assignment by the leading of the Holy Spirit. And I know for a fact that there is rest during those missionary trips because you are among believers who love the Lord and care for God's ministers. John and I experienced such kindness during our trips as Paul did too. All right, let's read the last verse of chapter number 15, verse 33 from the Bible. It says, may the God of peace be with you all. Amen. Here's my comment regarding verse 33. Whenever you close a letter or speaking engagement, always close with a blessing to the audience, because you just don't know who is hearing you, and this may be the last words they hear from anyone. All right, family, that completes chapter 15 of the book of Romans. Romans chapter 16, the major topic for chapter 16 is greetings and love express. I will not be reading chapter 16 verse by verse because this chapter is dedicated to thanking and acknowledging the individual supporters of Paul's ministry. Even though it is important to honor those who are faithful to the work of the Lord, I do not want to take the time to do so on this short radio program. Nevertheless, I encourage you to definitely read this entire chapter on your own. I do, however, want to read the closing verses of this chapter that reminds us of who the glory and honor should be given for this writing, and that is our Heavenly Father and Jesus the Christ. Let's read verses 25 through 27 from chapter 16. The Bible says on verse 25, "Now to Him, God, who is able to establish and strengthen you in the faith according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery of the plan of salvation, which has been kept secret for long ages past." Verse 26, "But now has been disclosed, and through the prophetic scriptures has been made known to all the nations, according to the commandment of the eternal God, leading them to obedience to the faith." Verse 27, "To the only wise God, through Jesus Christ, be the glory forevermore. Amen." This concludes our study of the book of Romans, our guidebook for Christian living. I trust that the information I shared was a benefit to you and will assist with your growth in Jesus. It is our desire here at Kansas City Christian Faith Center that you continue to grow in the Word of God and be those Christians of excellence that God called you to be. All right, now, I do want to let you know, starting next week, we will have a new teaching found in the book of Galatians, chapter 5. The title of my new teaching is "The Fruit of the Born-Again Spirit." The Holy Spirit gave me this teaching in response to all of the negative and abusive rhetoric and confrontations we experience or read about daily. We know that in Jesus we got the victory over all of Satan's attacks. However, it is the responsibility of each Christian to grow in the attributes and character of our Savior. If we want to enjoy peace of mind and prosperity, spirit, soul, and body. If you are interested in growing in faith, growing in love, growing in joy, growing in peace, growing in patience, growing in kindness, growing in goodness, growing in faithfulness, growing in gentleness, and growing in self-control, please join me next Wednesday to begin this study. And I also encourage you to reach out to your loved ones, family, friends, neighbors, church members, and encourage them to participate in this study as well. You won't be disappointed. Amen. Now, for the remaining time I have left on this program, I would like to give you more details on my new book titled "The Prayers That Reach the Throne of God" that will be released for sale on September 2nd, 2021 through Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. The scriptures tell us to pray without ceasing. So talking to our Heavenly Father must be very important to Him and beneficial to us. For this reason, the Holy Spirit inspired me to take my study on this topic and write a book that is understandable and based on the Holy Bible to assist Christians with their prayer life. At this time, I would like to read a portion from the introduction of my new book. To give you a taste of what you will be reading when you purchase a copy of the book, I pray that it will be a blessing to you and your loved ones. I will be reading from my introduction. And my introduction includes the following. Our godly prayers or faith words spoken are the effective weapon against Satan, his demonic angels, and evil assignments. Whatever we are saying over our life situations, the life of our loved ones, or the world in general is what will take place or manifest in this earth realm. Our words create life or death, and the good news is that we are responsible for it all. Why is this good news? Because we alone control what we say and what words we use regarding our life. More importantly, we can make our words line up with God's word, which is life, if we choose to. Matthew chapter 16, verse 19 from the Amplified Study Bible says, I, Jesus, will give you the keys, authority of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind, forbid, declare to be improper and unlawful on earth will have already been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose, permit, declare lawful on earth will have already been loosed in heaven. I have two questions for your consideration. Number one, when did Jesus give us the keys or authority of the kingdom of heaven? Answer, when we received the gift of salvation in Jesus. Question number two, how do we bind and loose on earth so that our earthly transactions are honored in heaven? Answer, we bind and loose by our spoken words. We cannot tie up Satan physically, but when we speak God's word, his promises over the challenges of life, we are literally forbidding Satan from stealing, killing, and destroying us. In like manner, when we loose or speak God's word, his promises, we are permitting the blessings that were provided to us by Jesus to come upon us. Let's read what James chapter 4, verses 6 and 7 say about this situation. I'm going to be reading out of the Amplified Study Bible. Verse 6 says, but he gives us more and more grace through the power of the Holy Spirit to defy sin and live in obedient life that reflects both our faith and our gratitude for our salvation. Therefore, it says, God is opposed to the proud and haughty, but continually gives the gift of grace to the humble who turn away from self-righteousness. Verse 7, so submit to the authority of God, resist the devil, stand firm against him with God's word, and he will flee from you. Amen. In this study, I will be using a pure and simple definition for the word prayer to mean talking to our Heavenly Father. And we will find out through this biblical study that God tells us to pray without ceasing. In other words, we should pray and ask God to direct all of our actions, whether we think the issue is big or little. Remember, there is nothing too big or small for our God. Now, the primary reason we want to ask our Heavenly Father for help is because he knows the end at the beginning. And he not only knows what is best for us, but he is able to see through Satan's deceptions that are designed to keep us from succeeding in life. Family, I want to reread that one section because it is so very important for us to understand why we must pray and ask our Heavenly Father to get involved. Now, the primary reason we want to ask our Heavenly Father to help us is because he knows the end at the beginning. And he not only knows what is best for us, but he is able to see through Satan's deceptions that are designed to keep us from succeeding in life. And family, I'm going to put a little pin there before I continue on in my introduction. But as a side note, you only need to look at what the news is reporting, what you're seeing and reading on the internet, what you hear even in your neighborhoods about the turmoil, people just in denial, deception, believing that the wrong is right and the right is wrong. So more than ever, we need the leading of the Holy Spirit to guide us through what this evil system has fashioned for society. We don't want to go by our emotions. We don't want to go by what we see. We want to go by what the Word of God says to keep us safe and sound in every situation. Let me continue in my book. It says, in case you do not already know, we are in a spiritual warfare that never ends. And our arch enemy, Satan, who is a demonic spirit, does not sleep or tire. John 10:10, then verses 27 and 30 from the Amplified Study Bible say, verse 10, the thief Satan comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I, Jesus, came that they may have an enjoyed life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Verse 27. The sheep, Christians, that are my own, hear my voice and listen to me. I, Jesus, know them and they follow me. Verse 28. And I, Jesus, give them eternal life, and they will never, ever, by any means, perish. And no one will never snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater and mightier than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. Verse 30. I and the Father are one. In essence and nature. I want to make it very clear that if you are in a situation that is hurting you, stealing, killing, and trying to destroy you, Satan is behind it all. However, as Christians, we have the victory in Jesus. Amen. John 16:33 from the Amplified Study Bible says, I, Jesus, have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace. In the world, you have tribulation, pressure, and distress and suffering. But be courageous, be confident, be undaunted, be filled with joy. I, Jesus, have overcome the world. My quest is accomplished, my victory abiding. This is good news for God's people. The war has been fought, and the victor is Jesus the Christ, our Savior and Lord. Hallelujah! What Christians must do on a daily basis is study. This is what this ministry is about, studying the God's Word so that we can be successful every day, all day long. And then applying the promises recorded in the Holy Bible by living according to God's Word. When God's children choose to live according to His Word, the spiritual warfare that Satan brings against mankind will not prevail. Satan is hoping that Christians will not find out that he is defeated and that the good fight we are in has already been settled in heaven and earth by Jesus, our Savior and Lord. However, if we choose to believe Satan's lies, he can continue to deceive us into accepting his temptations, trials, and tests to our demise. For this reason, I want to share with you the following three biblical principles that we must understand when waging a successful spiritual battle against Satan. Principle number one, the battle is God's, not ours. Remember, we are earthly vessels that God operates through with our permission. We must give him permission by our prayers and daily confessions. Principle number two, victory is ours, no exception. Failure is not an option. Because we are not going to be victorious in the future, Rather, we are already victorious in Jesus. Satan has been defeated by Jesus, and Christians have the victory through salvation in Jesus our Lord. Principle number 3, expect to receive when you pray. We can expect to receive when we pray according to God's will, and we can find God's will in the Holy Bible. I hope this short reading has inspired you to purchase a copy of this affordable book. The cost of my book is $10.99 and available for purchase on September 2nd, 2021 through Amazon.com and or BarnesandNoble.com. Please pick up your copy and enjoy this wonderful, inspired writing regarding prayer and how to be successful in coming against Satan, his demonic forces, and evil assignments. Now, don't forget, next week we're starting a new teaching, so you don't want to miss any part of it. You will be blessed by this wonderful teaching on the fruit of the born-again spirit. And invite your loved ones. They'll enjoy it too, and it will be a blessing. I guarantee it. We love you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.